Это неправильного никона. Там это самое. Все, 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 уже поставили, там место есть.
Ручка. И вот здесь между этими двумя входами.
Он еще не пришел потом?
That's okay as long as you don't lean over.
No, don't worry.
Okay, that's good. Because
yeah,
we're
EP, they do that. Absolutely.
Every time.
Скажіть керівництву наступного разу, якщо треба, то...
Dus, maar ze weten zelf niet welke taal dat waarop zit. Dus het kan zijn dat Engels in het begin ga ik hier moeten zoeken. Ik kan ook proberen dat ik hier een tip vind voor dat te testen. Ja, dat weet ik. Maar ik weet niet dat hij in jack gaat werken. Dus dat wordt tricky. We zullen wel zien. Ja, toch. Ja, die zit erin. Dus normaal gezien zou dat moeten werken. Oké? Dan ga ik proberen van hier nog een Engels vertaler vast te krijgen. Dat is het. Tot zo bieden. Tot zo bieden, dank u. Doei, doei, doei.
Thank you. Доброго дня.
Good afternoon, dear friends and colleagues. Please come in, take your seats and prepare to our meeting. Please take your workstations.
Доброго дня.
Good afternoon.
Шановні
dear
народні депутати,
members of parliament,
шановні гості,
dear guests
Верховної Ради України,
of Ukrainian parliament.
Розпочинаємо зустріч
we begin
з генеральним секретарем НАТО,
with the NATO
який сьогодні
Secretary
перебуває з офіційним візитом в Україні,
here in Ukraine with an official visit.
Ради України.
Visits our parliament. Please
гостя.
Welcome our distinguished guests.
В зустрічі
the meeting is attended by
Північно-Атлантичної Ради. Давайте привітаємо послів.
Let us welcome the ambassadors.
На зустрічі присутні посли іноземних держав, представники дипломатичного корпусу,
представники
масової інформації.
And media are present at this meeting. Let's welcome them as well.
Шановні колеги, народні депутати, шановні гості, запрошуємо до слова Голову Верховної Ради України Андрія Парубія. Просимо, пане Андрія.
Шановний пане генеральний секретар,
dear Secretary General,
високоповажні посли,
your excellencies, ambassadors,
народні депутати,
dear members of parliament,
ми живемо
we are living through historical times when every month, each month can define life of our states for generations ahead. Today the world faces a number of challenges, but probably the biggest challenge is caused by Russia, ruining the integrity of borders and ruining the undermining the process of nuclear non-proliferation and ruining international organizations with its veto. Ukraine and NATO today are the objects of Russian attacks. Daily in the Eastern Front, young Ukrainian boys and girls are killed and wounded. Schools and hospitals burn down. And young women become widows and children orphans. People suffer from religious, ethnic, and political persecution. Millions of people in Crimea and in the occupied Donbass territories. But in Ukraine, Russia did not manage to change the political course of our state. That's why they started military aggression. But in other free states, the Russia continues its influence operation funding Eurosceptical radicals,
so
stealing data from the Bundestag server or French candidate to the President Macron. And Russia is fighting against the global free world. Ukraine is the first critically important, but not the last link in the crazy plans by Putin to restore influence of Crimea in the geopolitical space which used to belong to the Soviet Union. And Ukraine today is a shield of Europe, a shield of free world. Defending our liberty and freedom, we defend freedom of the whole free world. NATO plays a key role in uniting international community to support Ukraine in countering Russian aggression and bringing Russian Federation back to the framework of international law. We, Ukrainians, very highly value this support, and I have an honor to express to you, Secretary General, our deep appreciation to the whole Euro-Atlantic community, to all friends of Ukraine in the free world. Special thanks to you for today's words that Russian Federation must withdraw thousands of its soldiers from Ukraine and stop supplying combatants with its weapons and systems of control. Russian propaganda is trying to persuade the world that there are no Russian troops in Ukraine, and it's an important element of hybrid war, and it's component against Ukraine, in spite of the fact that recently International Investigative Commission set up that the air defense system book, which downed the Boeing, was brought from Russia and was operated by Russian militaries. So the position, therefore, the position of the NATO Secretary General on this issue is a clear indication that Russian occupation troops are on the territory of Ukraine. And for us it's very important that NATO is firmly on the position of territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine, and that NATO has never recognized and will not recognize the illegal annexation of Crimea. Special role belongs to partnership between NATO in the defense and security sector reforming of our state, which is especially important in the conditions of Russian aggression. Partnership with the alliance helps Ukraine to counter effectively threats to national security, strengthen defense capabilities, as well as to conduct large-scale important reforms, and in order to prove our readiness to play active role in strengthening cooperation with NATO, Ukrainian Parliament initiated the having one of the next sessions of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly in Ukraine. We hope that our proposal will be supported by the allies. The previous summit took place in Tbilisi, which was very symbolic because Georgia felt the Russian aggression itself, and it will be also very symbolic to have next session of Parliamentary Assembly in Kyiv. Our strategic goal is to join NATO. And this, Ukrainian Parliament and Ukrainian politicians are united, and what is more important, Ukrainian society. All these sociological opinion polls show that if there was a referendum on accession to NATO, according to some data, about 70% of Ukrainians would have voted for accession to NATO. And it is very symbolic that a month ago, Ukrainian Parliament has proven our strategy, introducing amendments to the law according to which accession to NATO is our priority and the direction of our foreign policy strategy. We will reach interoperability of Ukrainian troops with NATO troops by 2020. And I want to say that today's Ukraine is predictable and the most important strong partner. We have stopped Putin twice, on Maidan and in Donbass. We are following the heavy way of reforms, the hard way of reforms, after hundreds of years of colonial rule of Russia. I'm sure that our close cooperation with NATO is extremely important both for Ukraine and for restoring of international security, because NATO is the only organization of the free states in the world which is able to stop Putin's aggression and to preclude global destabilization inspired by Putin and to protect the free world. I believe into our wisdom and will to take historical important decisions. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Шановні народні депутати,
шановні
гості Верховної Ради України,
Ukraine,
генеральний секретар
НАТО секретарі генерал.
Chairman Harubi, members of the Rada, excellencies, it is really a great pleasure and a great honor to be here today. And I'm very happy to be back in Ukraine, back in Kiev. And I am deeply honored to address the Rada today, the first NATO Secretary General ever to do so. And as a member of Parliament for 25 years myself, I fully recognize and fully understand the importance of parliaments in our modern democracies. As the great Ukrainian poet Taras Shevchenko wrote, "It makes great difference to me that evil folk and wicked men attack our Ukraine once so free, and rob and plunder it at will. That makes great difference to me." It makes great difference to NATO too. And that is why we have stood with your country since you regained your independence. Today, I am joined in Kiev by all members of the North Atlantic Council. We are here to mark the 20th anniversary of our distinctive partnership with Ukraine. Even before we stepped up our cooperation in 2014, we had long been a strong supporter of Ukraine, helping you to strengthen your institutions and armed forces, and to implement critical reforms. We are also marking 20 years of Ukraine's strong support to NATO. Ukraine has taken part in NATO missions and operations around the world, even while facing major threats at home. Training officers in Iraq, patrolling ships in the Mediterranean, and tackling piracy off the coast of Somalia, supporting our rescue support mission in Afghanistan, and with a heavy engineering unit in Kosovo. So we in NATO are really grateful for you in Ukraine for everything you have done in support of our alliance. Thank you so much. Today, we are here to show solidarity with Ukraine and to underline our support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Russia's annexation of Crimea dealt a terrible blow to Ukraine. It also has serious implications for all the free countries of the world. It was the first time since the end of the Second World War that one European country had annexed part of another by force. It undermined the decades of progress that all nations, including Russia, had made to establish a rules-based international order, where borders are respected and where all nations reject the idea that one country should be beholden to another within a sphere of influence. I have said it many times before, but let me say it here in the sovereign parliament of the Ukrainian people. NATO does not and will not recognize Russia's illegal and illegitimate annexation of Crimea. Russia, and you know this better than anyone else, is trying to destabilize Ukraine through its support of the militants in the east, its cyber attacks, disinformation, and not least by the presence of Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. This must end. Europe and North America are united in the condemnation of Russia's actions and in their continued support for economic sanctions. Russia must withdraw its forces and military equipment from Ukraine's internationally recognized and sovereign territory. OSCE monitors must be given full and unhindered access to the whole of Ukraine. And the Minsk agreements must be implemented in full by all parties. Only then can the millions who have been displaced or are trapped in the East return to a normal life. Only then can the families torn apart by war be reunited. And only then can Ukraine truly be free. Ukraine is a sovereign nation, and it has the right to choose its own security arrangements. Last month, NATO welcomed Montenegro as the 29th member of our alliance. This shows that NATO's doors remain open. The road to NATO membership is not easy. For those who seek it, it requires dedication and substantial reform. But in the end, membership is a decision for the 29 members of the NATO alliance and for those who wish to join, and for them alone. No one outside has the right to try to intervene or to veto such a process. NATO provides political support to Ukraine, but it also provides practical support. Last year, NATO leaders agreed a comprehensive assistance package to help Ukraine to better defend itself and to implement a wide-ranging reforms. We now have more than 50 people right here in Kiev, all determined to support you on your journey. To strengthen this parliament's democratic control and oversight over the armed forces. To improve command and control within the military. To increase military education and training and encourage the adoption of NATO standards. To protect your vital energy infrastructure, and to better combat the constant barrage of cyber attacks. These are just some few examples of things that NATO is doing to support Ukraine in your time of need. But while NATO can support, it is for Ukraine to lead. If Ukraine is to truly fulfill its potential, there is much it must, it must do. It must strengthen its institutions, and it must rid itself of the cancer of corruption. Corruption in Serbia and resistance to reform stand in the way of real change and of a secure, prosperous future for the Ukrainian people. You have already made some remarkable progress, but there is still a very long way to go. Clear leadership is needed at every level across Ukrainian society. But more than ever, and more than anywhere, it must come from the president, from the Prime Minister, and from you, the elected representatives of the people. I commend you all on how far you have come, and I encourage you to continue on that journey, to fight against corruption, to strengthen the rule of law, and to bring transparency to all parts of public life. The fighting in the East has led to the loss of many lives, and some 24,000 people have been injured. NATO is supporting the physical and psychological rehabilitation of military personnel injured in the fighting. We have paid for more than 1,700 people to receive training and rehabilitation techniques. NATO funds have helped injured personnel to receive physical rehabilitation, and almost 5,000 to receive psychological rehabilitation to help them cope with the trauma of war. This morning, I met with some of those men, people who have put their country ahead of themselves, who went to the front to fight for freedom, and who paid a terrible price. Their lives will never be the same. But these men were not beaten. They were determined to carry on and to rebuild their lives. And with NATO support, those men will fly to Canada in September to compete in this year's Invictus Games. I wish the Ukrainian team the very best of luck. They and their brothers in arms who lost their lives are true Ukrainian heroes. Just like the Heavenly Hundred and all those who demanded freedom during the Euromaidan protests. Alongside many of you here in this chamber. This is a time for heroes, and Ukraine needs them more than ever. Not just in the field of battle, but right here in the parliament, in government, in business, and in civil society. Ukraine needs heroes to stand up to all those who seek to stifle its bright future, and to fight corruption wherever and in whatever form it exists. So, members of the Rada, Ukraine needs modern, efficient armed forces. It needs strong, accountable, democratic institutions. It needs strong, accountable, and democratic leaders. Ukraine needs you to be the best you can be. For 20 years, NATO has stood by Ukraine's side, and NATO will continue to stand with you in the long and difficult years ahead. Thank you so much.